You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Okay. The second spell looks similar to a second level spell, but you can tell that someone has, like, you can see, like, they've drawn lines and stuff, like they've been working on it. And so it basically gives the look of a spell that is a variant of another spell, and it's been developed some. So somebody who was a skill mage worked on it, basically. Do you have the second
trap piece?
Yep. Do you have the second level spell of vocalize?
No.
Okay. So roll percentage chance to know and see if you can learn this variant.
13.
So that's a yes. Okay. So it is the spell is a developed spell called it's a vocalize variant of material. So basically you memorize it as a third level spell. And it will replace the material component of any spell up to whatever its power level is. So probably, like, if you get into, like, 10,000 gold pieces of diamond dust, it might struggle with that. But
that's awesome.
So instead of replacing the vocal component, it replaces the material component.
Wow. For any spell I cast? Or
yes.
For a spell
I cast? Caster. So you memorize this vocalized variant as a third level spell. You cast it, and then any spell you cast in the next five rounds, it would replace the material components automatically.
And it takes up the slot of a third level slot?
Correct. And it only has a vocal and somatic component itself. So what is particularly useful is you can have it in memory, and then let's say you're trapped and they take you down to nothing, like fuck naked, you can still get any material components that you need to cast for 5 minutes.
So, as long as I have that in memory.
Yeah, you'd have to cast that, yep.
Okay, so duration is
five rounds.
It's vocalize.
Vocalize for material components, basically.
Really cool.
Variant only.
Makes you wonder how often that mage can be stripped butt naked and still found the deed of the cast.
He was a mage and a courtesan.
For material components.
Yep.
He's a multi-class cleric mage.
I'll have to use it to see what the
war mage.
That war mage.
Yeah. From looking at it, to just like you're looking over it, you're pretty sure it's drawing its energy from extra planar energy then to replace the material component.
That's safe.
So the more extreme component it replaces, the more it's going to do that. Which could
some
cause
greater demons like, why are all my gems disappearing?
It could, my goldfish!
Could cause some.
Try to guess.
You could get some attention, perhaps. You know, it's possible. So, or if you were somewhere where those extra planar connections are not possible, it just may not work.
Alright, so.
This is goldfish.
Variant only for material components, duration is 5 minutes.
Yep. Memorizes as a third level spell.
That spell is available in Scroll Market.
That variant is available in Scroll Market, my card game.
All right.
Yeah.
So.
But I just rolled it. I just.
I know it. And I know
Lynn gets charm shields.
Okay. So John has your old magical armor and the
shield.
New shield. Okay.
I'll pack the +2/+2 shield. And then I'll use the new magic shield that we have.
Okay. You're picking and choosing armor pieces now. You must be doing all right.
And then I'll give him one of the lesser non-magical longswords. So he doesn't have to deal with people like, hey, that was my dad's longsword.
Okay.
Or less likely.
So just to be clear, the 17 shields that were not magical, one of them went to John. What about the other 16? We're leaving them in the camp? Or are you going to pile all this stuff in our item?
We're giving one to Xavier. The bag of holding has a lot of stuff in it, including a very, very important greatsword.
Xavier gets a shield too? That he said? Okay, so Xavier got a shield. It's a normal medium sized shield. It's not magical. But it's a good craftsmanship.
Well, if you're going to use a normal shield, I'll give you
+2. Okay, so he's going to give you a +2 shield instead.
Oh,
now you've got a decent AC. With those bracers on and the magical shield, now it's starting to look good.
Bracers are AC 5.
So 5, the shield puts you at 2.
I don't really want it.
Then What's your dex?
Probably be
so that puts you at zero. So now your AC is zero. That's better.
I don't know.
When you're using the shield.
Wizards use stabs.
It's a +2/+2 shield.
Yeah.
Subscribe to stereotypes, yeah.
Puts him at zero.
-4. I heard a one who stopped.
This conversation definitely made that up already.
-4.
What?
This conversation's definitely been had.
No, 1.
Oh.
There was a time period.
All right.
Eric.
What's it do?
You tell me about
probably the most ornate bones.
It's magical. The tag on top, I believe, is what's most magical.
Tag?
It's got a little leather tag on it.
You pull the tag up, it says,
made
Rod
inside.
Of Fireball.
Keyword.
Says, made in Geoff. What?
It says,
there's a micro dot with the exact instructions on how to operate. It's actually a staff of power.
It says, not for nerds. 1,500 gold pieces.
It's a staff of power, but it says... So break for instructions.
So I'll take the 5 long swords.
But the long
swords are special nature. Yeah.
Erasing that.
I mean, it's inconvenient at times, but it's definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Something in combat. It's like lay these down. Okay, let's play.
So why are you taking all 5 long swords?
Because they're all worth something.
The 2 exquisite ones, if their families don't want them back, are worth, you know, a couple hundred gold pieces each at least. And then the magic ones are probably worth as much, if not more.
So am I putting them in magic bones? That's what I'm asking. Yes, you were just going to lay claim to them. Yes, I understand.
Yes. Sure. But one of the magic ones, I'm taking one of the magic ones to
use.
Use to
on an ongoing basis.
Get experience. Just understand, chapter 1 is the best.
Yep. Okay. So you have a good longsword that you're using, and then you have 4 other longswords, which generally speaking belong to the party, but you're carrying them just to the party. Unless Brunson
magical,
is offering the items. There are 2 magical and 2 non-magical.
You said something about your magical.
The 2 non-magical ones he was able to appraise and determine their worth, several 100 gold apiece, because they're exquisite.
He wanted some
purposes.
-2.
You throw them sometimes.
Yeah. Exquisite.
If there's a spare magic dagger, I'll take a magic dagger.
I have 4, so I don't really want.
There's enough to get everyone who's still alive a magic dagger.
I have a knife that I got from that witch doctor. Never used it. I keep forgetting. And that tassel magic dagger, which I should know what it does, and I can't
arrows do.
Figure out what it does.
I'm planning on iteming all this crap. So.
Which Theon might have a better guess than I do.
Along with Bezor and along with the pinky.
If the specific situation comes up that makes it obvious, I would try to nudge you in the right direction.
Because the only time it's ever done anything remotely magical was when I coup de grace.
It's not like it adds much.
The one guy.
I don't want Bezor to start from the spoil.
I go to shake your hand with my left hand.
It did the exact same damage to everything else. I don't think it's a dispel effect.
No,
I think it has something to do with coup de grace.
Oh, thank you.
Fist bumps.
But I don't know what.
And I don't think you ever had Deer Mood or Sonorous try to Legend Lord because you were trying to get the experience for it.
Unless it's like...
At this point, you'd be frustrated enough to ask.
Okay,
it might just give you a hint to it. It may not actually fully identify it, and you can still get experience. It depends on how far Legend Lord goes.
Yeah,
I've had it before he was a bard.
Funeral home music. Which is not altogether inappropriate since you are like hiding out under a bush under a haunted keep half dead.
Okay. We're currently in a UI.
You're all standing around having positive thoughts about poor Bezor.
Is it
would
have been possible to start gathering up any other corpses that might have been around?
It does sound like
doing what with them? Yeah, you probably would have had to have to like get their weapons and stuff
in between levels.
Yeah. When you're buying like potions and ethers and elixirs.
I can't put my finger on like what game deck it is, but this is exactly like.
Yes, Tommy gets it.
All right. Anyway, are you setting watches to try to get through till dawn? You're gonna do that now.
Okay. I got 40.
There might be a lot of experience.
45.
Yeah. I'm getting the timer.
And I have a 7
actually done, but.
Coup de Grace is not very
strong. No, not really. You can't place anything. It doesn't really have a lot of markings or anything on it, but the red tassel does make it stand out a little bit, but you can't place anything.
Sonorous's turn.
Haunted.
Okay.
If you do get something really obvious, don't tell me
everything. I don't know if it works that way.
Okay.
Just don't explain exactly how it works.
I have 8 pouches from the zombies in the abbey that I need to examine their content.
All right. So assume you're going to do that in the brush fort.
Sure.
Ooh, I also have a pouch I need to count.
Also, do bear in mind, it's, you know, for everyone's clarity, it's late. You've had a long day. You, most of you almost died today, that kind of thing. So
I'll wait.
No, I mean, you can certainly do that during your off time. I'm just pointing out that people are probably going to want to be, like, resting and setting watches and whatever, or you're not going to get healing.
I'll set the first watch.
Yay! But I've had a dime for every time the knight said that. Okay. Okay, so I do not know what it is. I cannot identify it, but I will tell you that there is an assassin's guild. It's actually based out of Lavar that marks their chief assassin's daggers with a red tassel similar to what you described.
Where's Lavar at?
The far southern...
Heard that name.
It's the far southern coast of the eastern southern sea, basically. So it's east and south of Lomond. It's a very lawful and bureaucratic nation.
It's like a
but there is a
country.
Powerful assassin's guild there. Their chief assassins mark their daggers with red tassels.
So it's an assassin's
Where did you get this dagger?
Not only that, a chief
I bought
assassin.
It, with dagger. From the werewolf traders.
Maybe one of them got unlucky with a werewolf.
Certainly
can happen. Who knows how many owners it could have been through by that
and
time.
And I'll explain to him the nature and origin of the dagger.
Okay, so basically that's what you get. It could be related to a chief assassin of a not well known, but of a legendary assassin's guild in Lavar.
Sounds like I don't care. I know what we look the same on that chart.
You should fold there and ask.
The only positive benefit
you
that he's...
You fold right into the headquarters.
Yeah.
Hey,
that is so such a Hermes thing to do.
Hey, how does this work?
And then they're like, "You killed our friend. Kill him."
Well, if you turn around and look, there's a diagram on the wall. Stab.
20 daggers.
He goes, here, let me show you.
they pick the dagger off the floor and they say, "Got another one. Send this back out."
Roll eventually, we have Hermes clerics folding in.
Yep.
They're fishing for Hermes clerics.
Well, it's your turn for the experience, Jim.
It's an experience farmer.
Clementine, anyway.
So they train their chief assassins. They have them farm Hermes.
They're just fishing.
You probably thought you fell
asleep. You've got like 4,000 of these things in circles.
Okay. Anyway. So we're in the brush fort. We're setting watches, and then you can check pouches because you do have I forgot how many pouches it was. 24 pouches from the encampment plus eight.
Yeah, I collected those. I didn't put them in party treasure.
Okay, yeah. So you have 8.
That was before the party treasure was started.
Yeah. So
we're still doing the whole.
I love your logic.
Keep what you kill thing.
All help count as the party treasure.
Keep what you find. More like
I swear. I'll swear my holy symbol to you that I will not steal it.
I think we're like 2 copper pieces.
Pretty strong. I still don't trust you, but it's pretty strong.
You probably have a second holy symbol in your pocket.
I do, but it doesn't change anything.
Here you go. I'm sorry I broke my promise. Pulls his pocket out, puts it in the
So what, were what were you promising before Hermes?
Oh, that I won't steal any of the party treasure funds.
Oh, okay.
That are designated party treasure funds.
Well, that's very stand up of you.
Thanks.
It only took you like 5 years to come to that.
He's going to steal it and be like, well, no one verbally designated it.
Not steal out of party treasure, ever.
That I won't put on Hermes because I don't remember entirely.
Preemptively stole it.
Yes, he took it before when in Party Treasure, if he took it at all. And then he took a full share of
Party Treasure,
too.
Hence how thieves operate.
I'm not going to take it out of Party Treasure. I do have some that was set aside for myself before Party Treasure, but not out of impact that I will be counting.
Okay.
Well, obviously that ring that dude was wearing is not a ring of regeneration because he died.
And didn't come back.
Did it look like his sinews were reforming?
No.
No? Okay. Don't think it's that.
Yes, his body was in perfect condition. It just had no brain in it.
Regenerates everything but your heart.
So where is the ring? The steel ring? Who's got that? Or is it in
party treasure? It's in party treasure right okay. now.
Do we it's going to go in the item, basically.
Do we want someone to wear it? Like, we could have someone wear it. Jake has two rings. I have none.
It was on a dead guy. Maybe it's cursed.
Here's your saber.
I'll wear it too.
Or no, I have two rings.
I have a ring, but I'm sure we're gonna have.
You Xavier can wear it. You don't get very much magic stuff. Just don't die.
It's sword.
And don't lose any more fingers.
Losing the finger was not my
fault. Yeah, don't put it on your other pinky.
No, if you didn't want.
Okay, didn't, here I'll try to put it on Xavier. Oh,
try to put on his pinky.
It doesn't work. I guess he can't wear it.
Too soon, man.
Yes. The loss of your pinky on that hand does mean that you will now only be able to wear two magical rings on that hand, not three.
Well, that's not true. Oh, yeah, it is true. if it was like this finger, you'd be good.
Yeah, because it's the end.
One, two, three.
You have to wear this finger. You have to wear it every other.
One. No, if you lost the middle finger.
I'll put it on my right
hand. No, you go one, two.
It has to be one of these.
It has to be the ring finger.
One of these
or
two
the index fingers. Finger.
Okay, here you go. Oh!
I guess I'll just put it on. Man. I'm sorry, bud.
All right, so in clarification, who has the steel ring and is someone wearing it?
Xavier is wearing the steel ring.
Are you okay with that now?
Xavier volunteers.
All right, Xavier is wearing the steel ring. It was on a warrior.
I'm holding it, and I'm not the one giving it up. So.
Don't.
It was on a warrior, so that does make sense. If a warrior was using it before, putting it on a warrior again might be logical.
This is the way.
Possibly.
One steel ring.
It's a steel ring, and it is magical for sure.
Did it seem like very magical? Like,
I mean, no.
You can usually tell.
Try taking it off.
You really can't.
Okay, I try taking it off.
That's magical.
If you're a mage, you can tell what kind of magic it is. Yes, and it did resize your finger, and you can take it off.
Don't say you wish for anything.
Oh, okay.
Like, keep that in the back of your head.
But given that, what is your greatest wish?
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095. You're okay.
You're able to take one.
I'm not, if I can help it.
A starving war dog.
How long are our watches?
Actually,
you usually do about three watches, 3 hours.
I have a lot of memories.
Unless you need a lot of time to do 4 hours or 4 watches.
I'll take the third watch.
If I can help it, I'll take one.
So people are only working off of 6 hours sleep?
That's what you usually do in the field, yeah.
You want to do longer?
You sleep more when you're at home.
We're just kind of
I don't care. I don't take a watch because I get spells.
Because we're just in a sketchy neighborhood.
Definitely in a sketchy neighborhood.
But they took my 8 hours and John, have nothing to enjoy.
John says, I can't take a
are
watch.
Are we napping?
Well, we can nap.
That's totally different.
You have a nap?
That changes everything.
Things up a lot.
Yeah, well then I'll take...
Do you have a nap?
Wow.
Well, you're the one who didn't mention that you could nap in this whole
testy
thing.
Testy when you question.
All right, you're going to during the watch.
All right, so who's going to watch during the nap? Let's start with that hour.
I'll take a watch during that. Let's joke it.
Yeah. John says, I need more sleep than a nap, so I'll stay awake while y'all nap, I guess.
Okay, so you are sorely mistaken. I will explain to John
what we got the best hour of sleep.
Oh, well, that sounds good. I like napping.
He can't help himself.
2, 4, 5. John makes 6.
There should be.
I got 7, plus myself.
And he's napping forever,
so 1, 2, 3. Yeah, so everyone can nap, theoretically, but then you wouldn't have any... Basor could be on watch. Or Sparky. Sparky could be on watch while you nap.
Sparky and our female pinky.
Oh, so you're not going to nap?
I guess not. He'll still get sleep, because we have
somebody on
watch. I think he is really
good. All right,
so Jake is going to be awake during the nap. And Sparky.
I'll nap. Jake and Sparky.
And everybody heals.
And everybody out. All right, so everybody heals 2 points.
Is there any healing that we can do before the nap?
No.
Yes.
Oh, maybe he's got some.
I have a death store if anyone's dying.
I still have 3 uses of the boost aid, right?
Oh.
You didn't boost after the battle?
Everybody's hurt.
I used the anchor or the return thing.
Yeah, he did that during the battle.
But I didn't boost anybody yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm only down 65.
So that's what healing we have available. 3 boosts.
It's fine.
I don't think it's going to recharge, though, until what time of day is it?
Evening.
So it's going to probably be midnight-ish or whatever before it recharges.
It'll be available tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm only down 65.
You're down 65?
Yeah.
Do you still?
Yeah.
I'm down 60.
I had one potion.
You're down 60?
It makes the boost.
I'm down 53.
I have three little boosts.
I can go far. One on each, apparently.
Just put them around.
One on you.
Okay. I'm down 56.
Woo! Wait a minute. Well, I shake David. I didn't even see it work.
Spell
noise. I'm trying to get there.
I went modeling with the regular. I can't tell if that made me better or worse.
All right. Try it again. Two.
I'm down more.
He is down.
It just likes me more. How about that? Try it on me. It likes
All right. Try to smack him with the regular.
Ow,
that
hurt.
Five.
You just what the heck, man? You just don't got it.
It's got to be your elvenly nature. I mean,
no, he's just not.
I mean, it doesn't work out.
Definitely not the case.
You do have complicated and archaic anatomy.
You just don't got the sauce, man. That's all.
That's what it is. Your anatomy's all archaic.
Are you just checking them out now? Is that what
you... So it's definitely like a cure critical.
Yeah. That's a channel divinity.
Oh. Yeah.
So this is cure wounds one. One and two. But they have like 3 through 4, 4, 5 to 6, and 7 through 9.
Let's see 7 through 9.
And also the levels.
The crit keeps going. Well, it's got a...
It's not the level of the spell. It's the amount of spells.
Skins are knitting back together. Bones are...
Four right. Turns.
This is a ninth level spell. So.
Casting time in 5e. Four rounds. About 30 seconds, 5 rounds.
All right, anyway. So, Jake is watching, everyone else is napping, correct?
Yep.
Okay, you cast nap. All right? As you lay down to sleep during the nap, and everyone else is napping, and you're awake, Phil gives you a bad feeling.
What? What?
He speaks in feelings, not in words, so...
Elaborate.
He gives you a more elaborate bad feeling.
More feel.
Do you not want me to nap?
That's definitely not it.
Okay. Are you saying something bad is going to happen while we sleep?
That seems like that could be right.
Your neck itches.
Should
like
we sleep somewhere else?
Well, that would be good. Of course, you already a lilac bush. Fairly indefensible lilac bush. You have cast the spell. You're literally laying down to go to sleep right now. In fact, people are starting to snore.
I'm going to lose the spell if I don't sleep.
It's not
his
problem.
Sleep. You said something bad is going to happen.
He has a bad feeling.
Is it safe to assume I cast the item spell?
Sure.
Okay. Are we going to be attacked? Is that what you feel like?
All this is item.
Oh, no.
What is it better to move and lose the spell than it is to just sleep?
God knows.
You turn it out a little bit.
You are killing me.
Yes.
Sorry.
You're seeking all your wisdom from a squirt bottle.
A squirt bottle that knows a lot of stuff.
Wait, no, it's a box.
It's a box.
It's a box. You gotta help me out here, man.
Get the feeling, just sleep and hope for the best.
It's just got
the back of your head hurts like somebody just slapped you there.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, CPAP.
A whiz pat.
Really?
No, CPAP stands for cleric. You
know? that's what popped into my head. I have a Claire pad.
All right. Okay. Are you going to sleep?
Wisdom dictates I should not go to sleep.
Okay.
If I don't go to sleep, everybody else still gets the nap, right?
Correct. But you will not, and therefore not be able to memorize.
To get more. Back.
And a Bezor to get back.
Just do it.
Yeah, I have to sleep.
Just do it.
Just do it and hope you survive.
You know, I did have 2 teleports. Remember, we could have teleported back to Charlotte's camp.
All of us.
He could have itemed
those. I could have
itemed several. He says.
Or you could have itemed teleport.
He gets a bad feeling about us sleeping here.
At this point, you should have.
Don't all talk to Jason.
Yeah.
You realize everyone else is going to sleep, but not Berylia.
Yeah.
Brilliant is not. Brilliant is awake as well. And Sparky.
And
you.
Time.
Yeah, Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Sorry, we found her while you were sleeping.
I was sleeping. I don't get role-playing experience.
Not for that. Except maybe the pouch thing. That was kind of cute. But anyway, so you turn to Jake. Brilliant is there and awake, yeah. And so is the dog.
Phil says, in feeling, because he speaks to me sort of in vibes.
Okay.
This guy right here gives me like feeling about things that are going to happen.
Okay.
Resensing item.
Your squirt bottle is.
Please.
It's a box.
That's Mooney sensing.
Yeah. He calls it squirt.
As far as he's concerned.
He says something bad will happen if we sleep here.
Well, I mean, this isn't the best place ever. It would have been nice to be somewhere else, but I
wish you'd have told me that before I passed this stuff. You hear me?
Yeah. I hear you.
No, not you.
Okay.
You get a feeling like spitting out grapes.
Seems you're not on the best of terms with Bill there.
No, we're great friends.
Okay.
We just have a very toxic relationship, it sounds like.
We're much better friends than me and Mooney.
What are we doing?
Mooney's a jerk. I'm gonna go to sleep.
It's like having Janny with all of her animal companions.
I'm warned.
He's got all his magic items.
You just can't escape from him.
Something may happen. Okay.
He assigns a personality.
I didn't say I like the animals more. At least they were useful.
Wake me first, I deserve it.
Wake me up.
Wake you first, you deserve it, okay?
Wakes
us as hidden as possible.
What?
Keep us as hidden as possible.
Okay.
It's to the night.
He starts covering us with leaves. Detritus.
Cover us in banners.
He says a quick prayer, and then he goes to sleep.
Guess we could have slept in the camp.
Oh, yeah, like hiding in plain sight, actually. That's not dumb.
I sit next to Theon during the watch. Make sure that
I mean, didn't wonder if it's all
okay. Well,
covered and everything.
They were just in plain sight. They weren't hiding.
I make sure the continual light coin is put away.
Yeah, definitely. That would not be a hidden ball of light sitting in the bushes. Ball of light sitting all around the bushes. Alright, anyway.
Attack us. We're right here.
If you dare.
Now what you should do is go take the continual light coin.
We killed your stupid bone bird and you're next.
Yes, Lander. He's like, go to sleep.
That's not something
you think. Slaps the head.
Go to sleep. Back up and do it, you go for it.
It's quiet. People are snoring or just gently breathing. The sounds of the night forest in the distance. But not here. No birds here. No animals. No noises except for just gentle, like, rustling of the bushes from the wind, the breeze.
And ominous music.
It's cool.
I'm examining the three magic long swords. Trying to figure out which one exactly I'm going to use them for a while.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Yeah. No, he already itemed one, so I'm just examining the one that I
can. Item two magical arms.
Three magical.
Roll a d20 for me to do it.
Roll good.
I wanted a five.
That sounds good.
Okay. So the camp inside the bushes is kind of more oblong, more like an oval, and then there's the stem of the bushes that go up here, and then they all come down to the ground on the outside, but there's the area where you pushed in and out quite a bit, and that's toward the field where you first fought at, right? You're sitting next to Theon. He's kind of in the back toward where it gets most dense. Fazor's laying almost like right at the stump or where the trunk or where the branches come up. No?
He's in the item.
Oh, you item? Okay.
Yeah, said that before.
I'm sorry. Missed it. Okay.
And his pinky.
And his pinky. Well, that would have been it. So if you put money and everything in there, all the shields, all that kind of stuff.
I have 9 magic arrows, a magic ring, 2 magic long swords, 2 exquisite long swords, Bezor, and what's his name's pinky.
And you realize if he's going to bring Bezor back to life in the morning, you'll have to un-item it, which means you'll take all the equipment out too.
Yeah. And then I'll re-item it.
Okay. All right. So
I don't want him spoiling or being drug off by wolves.
All right. Anyway, so you're sitting there near Theon, and you didn't really realize what was happening at first, but after a couple seconds, you realized that Beryllia got up and walked out of the bush fort without saying anything.
Did
Focus, she said.
The dog is still there, at least for that second when you first realize it. So if you delay a few seconds and you see him, you see Sparky get up and look around for her, and then he doesn't get her, he sniffs the ground briefly, and then he goes over to the opening where she went out and is looking in that direction. Now, unless he presses into the bush, he's not going to be able to see out, but he's looking in the general direction. And then he...
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor, told from a certain point of view.
Okay. Anyway, so then he looks back at you, and you're the only other person awake, so he looks at you, and everyone's kind of sleeping peacefully, and then he looks out the bush, like, toward the direction that she went, and they look back at you again. And then he looks about toward the back direction that she went, and then he moves up, and he leaves the bush. He goes out.
All
right,
I guess I'll put my hand out.
Okay, so you kind of stoop walk over there, because it's only like 4.5 foot high and at the highest point. And you get to the edge of the bush, and you hear like growling and barking, and it's getting further away. Barking dog getting further away from the brush. And then you get to the edge, and you look out. And you see, mind you, going down the sloping hill toward the battle where you guys fought the Dracolich, right? Dark forest on the sides, gloomy night, there is a moon, three-quarter moon, but it's about 70% overcast, and when you look out there right now, the area before you is dark. You can just see dimly. Can you shut that? It just, like, lined up perfectly with my face!
How late into the map is this?
They're popcorn
15 minutes.
Containers that you could have got at the D&D movie, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently those were available for sale at the D&D movie.
Yeah, or they probably, more likely they started it when the movie started, which was actually... But day before yesterday, we would have saw people with them, I think. Because there were people that had regular popcorn. Somebody would have got one.
I would have got one.
You don't know how much they are. Maybe they're the same price as a large popcorn. You can buy a large popcorn anyway, then that's one thing. But if it's an extra $5 or something.
If it's like $20 or whatever.
I mean, large popcorn is close to like $11 or something.
Yeah.
A lot of places. I got a large drink and a medium drink, which is a large. And any other. Anyways, that and a small popcorn for, I think it was like $14. So. Ooh, it's pretty expensive. Yeah.
That's okay. Terrible for a movie theater.
Mind you, their small popcorn is like this big around, like that tall. So.
Well, it didn't used to cost $12.75, or well, we paid $11.75 to go see a movie.
Well,
the tickets are so much higher now, too. And I have not been to a movie theater in a long time that was as full as that one was when we were there. Most of the time you go, they're empty.
The last movie I saw in a theater besides that one was Avengers Infinity.
Okay, that one was huge.
So
the last time when we saw the first Avengers of the 2-part 1 or whatever, that's the last one we saw. We never saw the ending of it because I burned out on Avengers. I just quit because first of all, Marvel got under my skin, but I just burned out. So anyway, and then. We saw that one at the $5 theater on East Broadway. That's where we saw that. And it was 3/4 full. That was that was the busiest I've seen a theater. But every time we go, we don't go see a lot of movies anyway, but every time we go see a movie, it's like 5 people in the room. Like, it almost makes you wonder how they can be, how they're still making all their money. But then they do make a lot of money on concessions, so... That's part of it.
Their operating costs aren't very high. I mean,
they pay most of the movies by percentage of ticket sales.
Yeah, I'm sure overhead is their big price, overhead costs. And
yeah, maybe.
Because they have big wide open areas and they're getting them and all that.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so you get to the entrance and you look out and you hear the dog getting further away. And what you see looking out across that dark field, you see it, a single individual human, apparently, from this distance, roughly shaped human anyway, dark clad, can't see a face or a head or anything like that, wearing a cloak, whatever. And so it's about 100 yards, staying there, and you see that Virilia is just approaching that person as you are looking. And the dog is at... maybe 50 yards. And he is barking and growling and going after the dark-clad figure, apparently. Or possibly after Virilia, but that seems unlikely because they seem pretty friendly.
Okay, I'll continue watching for a moment.
Okay, so she arrives... She arrives at him, and she at first stops and approaches slowly, a few steps, but it's only like 10 seconds or something. The dog's getting closer. And then she moves toward him, and she sort of like puts his arm inside the cloak, and he puts his arm around her. So it's almost like she's laying her head on his chest. and then he puts his arm around her. And from that point, you kind of can't see her very well because it's dark and shadowy anyway, and it's like she's laying up against him. And then the dog is, at that point, about 30 yards away. And then he extends his hand, and you hear a crack of thunder, or like a low, like almost like a lightning bolt. And you see a little bit of dark energy that leaps from the sky and the shadows above and strikes near the dog, but it doesn't hit him directly. But he, like, is thrown aside, and there's a bit of a yelping because it caught him off guard. And then by the time that he's up and on his feet, and your vision has recovered from the little bit of a flash of energy or whatever, that the man and Virilia are gone.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Okay. There it is. A little late, but there it is. Sorry, I should have warned you. Pass a note. Lightning coming. Okay.
I guess we don't have to take her back to the village or wherever she ran. Yay,
we can continue on our quest. With no consequences whatsoever.
I would think, do I wake up and be on or not?
No regrets.
No regrets.
She should have left camp.
Crawl out of the brush and look around and make sure.
Yeah, look around a little bit.
Okay, roll a d20.
Nothing interesting happened while you were gone.
I really enjoyed it so far.
Eight.
I like that. Aaron, did anything interesting?
Okay, so you look around and you look up toward the shadowed keep. And you see that there is what looks to be about like torchlight or maybe fireplace light in one high window that would be on about like the fourth floor of the main building. You can see dim light coming from that window. checking something. All right. But other than that, the countryside seems empty. Let me check for a random encounter. Yep. Okay, yep, other than that, the countryside seems empty.
I'm going to go ahead and go...
Crawl back into the brushboard.
Yeah, staying on watch here, that's my job.
Most of
you want to stay at their party. We probably should have mapped her too, but...
Hindsight's 20/20.
I said, if I was a rich man, I would be eating beef jerky all the time. Like most rich people have like hors d'oeuvres, like on plates.
Not rich because beef jerky is really expensive, but rich because he's going to need money to have surgery when he's done. He's going to pack the bowel syndrome.
It's like, I'll just have like beef jerky strips at my parties instead of hors d'oeuvres.
What is an hors d'oeuvre?
It'd be funny if it's beef jerky.
Actually, it's an hors d'oeuvre.
But it looks like
it's spelled weird.
I will. It's spelled horsey dwarves.
It's a fancy French word for an appetizer.
Horse dudes. Like finger foods.
Must meet at a party.
I will have orders.
Don't be a dork, Tom.
Huh?
Don't be a dork.
That's not being a dork, being a nerd, because I know who Masamita is.
A small savory dish, typically one served as an appetizer at the beginning of a meal. So it's not a specific thing.
Oh,
so beef jerky can be.
Hors d'oeuvres can be different things.
Beef jerky is a meal
jerky
supplement.
As an hors d'oeuvre, yes.
Or a meal replacement.
An hors d'oeuvre is more, it's not so much a thing, it's more of a concept.
They're typically eaten before the meal.
Okay.
Caviar is very common. Hors d'oeuvre.
So after you see the light up in the building, and you've looked around and you don't see any further opposition, you crawl back down into the brush fort and wait out the nap.
Yeah, there's not a lot I can do about that right now.
Okay.
I just leave my party here undefended.
Right. That would be a problem. Okay. So a good 45 minutes later, the nap is over, people are waking up, you've all got 8 hours sleep and 2 points of healing.
Yay.
Except for Dave.
The rotation time.
Yes. So,
remember,
I noticed that Virilia is not in here anymore.
I was going to ask.
She,
I might just admit it.
She went out.
No.
And then there was like this guy, and he was, I couldn't tell who he was because he was dressed all dark clothing and everything. And he tried to zap the dog.
Oh yeah, clarification, after he was gone, the dog did come back. He searched around for a while, then couldn't find her, and then came back.
And then they poofed? So.
Well, he just disappeared.
And then they disappeared. And here, let me show you this. And I take him out and point out the grenade if it's still there.
Okay. So, let's see.
Nope.
So you go out, you look up there, he points out a window, the light is not there. He points out a darkened area of the wall. You can't even really see the window without the light in it, but he says there was a light in that window after she disappeared. After
so the guy took her with him?
Yes. Yes.
Do you think it was that vampire thing that they were talking about? Like was that what you were talking about, Bill? Do you know anything about that? Was it the vampire?
Sounds right. A wave of sorrow, even yes. A flash of remembrance of how beautiful she was, or at least how beautiful she would have been if she was cleaned up.
And not a child.
So you're a little weird, Bill.
14. 14 is marrying age.
Yeah, it's young for me.
Now, but not 100 years ago.
You call me old, Bill.
So, we're going to go rescue her, right?
First, I'm going to bring this idiot back to life.
And that's
he,
my
like,
plan.
As he says that, he, like, remembers something and fishes out the flask and takes it
for him. Hey. Bringing him back here?
I'm sure they're going to want to memorize longer than I need to meditate.
I mean,
he's going to be an hour. Invalid, right?
Oh, yeah, I'll be useless for a week, huh?
Not useless.
I was kind of hoping we were going to go back to Charlotte's camp. I really want to see my dog.
I should have had you bring her back.
We probably should have put her in the item.
Why? We can't put... Well, put living people in there. Put some glasses.
You had detect magic in memory.
Yeah. I offered it like 4 times.
The thing is, if we can take...
But other people get everything.
If we can bring him back to life. He, like, reaches in his shirt and pulls out the platinum.
I don't have a second. It's just 5 first right now.
This is will be a very effective tool.
Once I get training, I'll have 3 seconds.
In fact... If we can bring him back to life and he can create the diamond that goes in this amulet, the vampire will be neutralized.
Get up and make a diamond.
Well, we'll have a week to study it. He's been meaning to study it. Should have been studying it. We got the chance.
Well, yeah, no seconds. Yeah, right.
Not yet. Not until 15 hours of training.
It saddens me.
Anyways, I'm memorizing.
The girl's fate.
How many hours of memorization do you need? Or are you going to use, I should say?
Well, I'm starting with Olux's atmosphere.
get back my your savings.
So that's an hour.
My class is easy to find.
Then I'll go fireball, fireball. Then item. No, I should probably go item, fireball, fireball.
Third.
Those are all third. The only spells I cast were fourth and third level spells. So. I didn't cast any first.
Like, well, when you fight the big beast, you usually go with the big bangy.
Seven. I cast any first or second.
Oh, in the last, I don't know if you've ever fireballed the same target twice before. Yeah, but probably your first time ever doing that.
Maybe. Well, if you consider the same zombie horde.
That's not what I meant, but yeah, okay. I know what I'm saying.
The same individual target? No, I've never had to fireball.
I had so much memorization to do.
Fireball twice and didn't kill him.
No, but it
contributed significantly.
I'm hurt him more than anybody else.
Jeremy clearly would not have been able to get him for that.
That's right. Did you hear that?
I would survive one more round.
Did you hear that? That came from the universe.
And then died from the fall. Yeah. I almost did as much to it as you did.
Okay.
I hit it 5 times. That's a minimum.
Well, it won't be daylight by then.
So anyways, I have 2/4. And 1, 2, 3, 4/3 to memorize. How long is that?
That is.
An hour for each 4th.
Yep. And then
4/3 is?
3 hours.
Yeah, 240 minutes.
Just add your spell totals and divide by
4 third level spells?
You said 4? What did you say?
4 third levels.
4 third levels is 3 hours?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
It's out of your spell,
spell levels times 15.
Again, I've evolved past the need for
clear. So. Clear.
The 4 third level spells is 3 hours. You said you had 2 fourths?
Yeah.
So it needs 5 hours total, and you need 6-something, right?
6 hours and 15 minutes.
Cool. That'll get me 40% done.
That is what I need left. That includes the race debt.
And I need to take my own nap before I do any here.
Let me know when I get done memorizing the first spell, man, because I need to ask somebody questions.
Okay, and the first spell was?
Overreach Resilience Sphere.
Oh, that's right.
It's always the first spell.
It would have been Feigned Death, but I have that up already.
I'm going to ask Hermes.
Okay.
Vodka. Do you happen to have a spell?
Here.
Just something that might be of interest to you.
When Jack died about 15 minutes ago, and it
would help me get Bezor back on his feet faster so we could get moving again after this race day. If you
check on it again shortly.
It's been a few hours.
You're looking for a spell to.
Something 4th level or lower that will either increase his recovery time. Or give him.
Well, he might have something too. Yeah. Didn't he have that dispel when he's on?
But it's just something that it's possible because it's a travel related thing that it would get him traveling faster. I guess he might be a bit used to helping people.
What's that?
He's the spell exhaustion.
But I'm not a patriarch yet, so I don't even think I'd get my spells.
Up until
yet.
He got
right, usually
it's that was the
god
only use I've ever
semi-god just filling in.
Because the king used to cast on us when we were dying, or other people would cast on us.
But you're looking to make him functional?
Yes.
Is cool? No.
Help at all? The spell is something. I mean, make him not an invalid. Not full function, but able to memorize and cast spells. Can he do that in that state? Memorize and cast spells?
He can memorize. He would might have trouble focusing for long periods of time. He might fall asleep, but he's able to memorize. They usually, during the week, they get fully re-memorized. Yeah, nothing's coming to mind. Nothing's being offered, let's put it that way. Okay.
Job.
Anyway, so during the first hour of memorization,
Jake is asleep.
Okay, so who is on watch then?
Xavier.
Yeah, if somebody else takes a watch, then Jake will sleep.
I could technically nap Jake, but then we won't have to pretend if we need it.
I'll watch while
Jake debatably
sleeps.
Worth it. The only thing is, you're gonna.
I'll watch while Jake sleeps.
Probably.
Is that, how would you do that?
I have one. Oh, well, I have to finish.
But you have to finish break.
Okay. So Xavier's watching that first hour. John's awake too. He slept 8 hours, so he feels pretty refreshed.
How much time for training later we get after an hour of wrestling?
In here?
Hour of, well,
not much. You probably have to go out at least outside, which might not be a problem. It's dark. Train in the dark.
Yeah. Is it noisy usually?
Doesn't have to be. I mean, not all of it.
Okay.
Plus, it'll make it easier for you to see the random encounter coming.
Training.
Okay, well, in any case, in the first hour, when you really haven't accomplished any training much at all to speak of yet, you see, Dearman will see it first because you're the only person that's outside the first little pig's hut. Your fort is made of the same thing that the first little pig made his house of, pretty much straw. Okay, anyway, you see what appears to be 4 torches bobbing along at approximately the right height coming up. Generally speaking, the open hillside, not in the forest. Mm-hmm. So in the direct, there's a swath of hills and rolling plains that goes due north from where you are. There's forest on the right, forest on the left. As you're looking north, at maybe a mile and a half away, you can see what appears to be 4 torches. And they're, generally speaking, coming in this direction.
Right.
That's fine.
Unlikely, but you might be. Especially if you're outside training when they get closer.
Yeah, I'll like hide in the brush a bit. I'll just hide and.
It'll take them at least 15 minutes to get close enough to be a problem. That's if they don't turn off.
Well, then I'll go and let the party know and tell them if they low.
Okay, so Xavier, Dearmood came in and told you
20 minutes ago,
that there is someone coming with torchlight coming from the north.
Not super recent.
Okay, and Brunson is aware as well, even though you're memorizing, you're aware that someone may be coming from the north. Jake is asleep and he doesn't know. John is. In fact, John gets up and restraps on some of his plate armor that he had taken off during the night.
We'll check it out.
Yeah.
Keep quiet, relatively. I'm quiet. We shall go check it out. Quiet.
Okay. So Xavier and Jeremy are going to go check it out. It's John.
Stay in guard.
threats. It says, no, stay in guard.
John
said, I can keep an eye out here.
We got John. Like 10 zombies.
How far are you going?
Not that far. You got like
10
zombies yesterday.
How far away are they?
By now, by the time he's done informing you, you look and they're at about maybe 3/4 of a mile, I guess.
Yeah, we'll just keep an eye.
They do seem to be coming pretty much directly here, directly toward the keep.
Oh, toward the keep.
Which is right behind you. They're coming from the north. Keep is directly south of you.
Is their path where they go intersect this?
Pretty close, but it's a few hundred yards across the field, so
okay.
They could miss by 10 yards and that's all it would take for them to not see you as long as you have no light.
Okay. The amulet that
you
I
can't have no light right now because Brunson has memorized.
The amulet that I found on them, I'm gonna like tuck under my shirt.
Okay.
Just in case.
I have a magic dagger out that I just got.
That's why you wanted it.
It's a nightlight.
All right.
Are you carrying any items from the paladins?
I just have that steel ring.
Might be wise to hide that for now, or at least just not make it known that you have it.
You usually wear gloves anyway. Right? Mm-hmm. No.
Here, borrow mine.
I'll just take it off. And
don't cut my pinky one off, though.
I'll just take one of your gloves.
Okay, I'll give him a pair of gloves.
It's on your right hand. Yeah. So you have a glove, your ring, and a glove on your right, on your sword hand.
Yeah.
And the left hand is has no pinky fingers.
I'll give him a glove to the left hand too, so to draw attention to that. And Michael Jackson.
Do you want to wear the glove on your sore hand?
I'll try.
And it's uncomfortable getting it on, but once it's on there, it's not too bad.
Yeah, so don't bite this. He goes, oh, I don't need that. He rips it off the glove.
That was my glove.
All right. Anyway, so the two of you are going out. Trying to be discreet and quiet and get eyes on them before they know you're there. That's the plan? All right. Both of you roll percentile dice. Low number.
I rolled low. 13.
I was an 03.
Very good.
13.
Okay. So the two of you go out and you go around to the right, kind of like by the tree line where there's the shadows are deeper and darker. So you get nighttime wood sounds.
How about sneaking sounds? Yeah, sneaking sounds.
Under classic, I know it's on classic.
Dun, 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 dun.
Classic has nighttime wood sounds and daytime wood sounds. Anyway, and you get down where they're at about maybe 300 to 400 yards away from the wood fortress, the first little pig's fortress. And you're just sitting in the brush and pretty well concealed, and you see them. And what it looks like, you would describe them as probably bandits or brigands. They're dressed in lighter armor, leather. The one guy's got chain. They have swords in their hands, and they have torches. Each one has their own torch. And there are four of them. Now, that's not very many, and not very many to be approaching the haunted keep in the middle of the night, because right now, it's not quite the middle of the night, like 10 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, something like that, whatever time it is, it's late at night, okay? But that is exactly what's happening. They're using the torches, and they are moving toward the keep, okay? At about the 300 to 400 yard mark, they seem to spot the tents from the knights, and they stop, they're talking, they're considering what to do, and then they angle off in that general direction toward the encampment.
Yes,
through there. Okay?
Jokes on them.
So they are getting further away from you now, and they are not headed directly toward the brush fort or the haunted keep.
We'll just watch them.
Okay? So you watch, they get pretty far away. Pretty far away. Like that open area there is about 3/8 of a mile across. They're pretty far away. They go in with torches. You see from the torchlight, you see the tents here and there. They're like searching the bodies or checking around or whatever on the ground. They're doing something. But again, you're pretty far away. Okay.
Why is all the bodies neatly together?
Yeah. Surely they know that someone has been here before. Okay. Aaron, roll percentile dice for me, will ya?
Roll what we need.
91.
Hopefully that's what we need.
We're going to need a high power magic spell in a moment. Just giving you the heads up if you want to find one.
Great.
Well, maybe we'll just blow up the bandits.
The high power magic spell coming.
The bandits are coming.
Yeah, I'm just giving the heads up. Give you like small fire. It's huge, because the torches. If you can find that.
Whoa.
Crying out loud, I don't know if you're dead or not. Yeah, I have to decide whether I want to fight the dice. One of the great difficulties of game mastering and letting the PCs decide the direction is that you have to decide when the time comes whether you want to fight the dice or not.
I mean, you can. Just mean the dice are bad. They're just pieces of plastic.
They are just pieces of plastic. Exactly.
Just do the right thing.
I've been doing the right thing for a few years now, so I'll be all right. I always make it through.
Is it a magnification, or is it just red dot?
It's a magnification. It's magnified red dot.
Does it 10 times magnification?
Nice. Especially if you're trying to get his yards a little way more.
Yeah. Unexpected. But interesting.
No.
Okay. Anyway, so you see them over there. They're in the village for 5 or 10 minutes. And then all four torches clump up together again. That's about what you can see, dark figures with torches. And then they move to the edge of the encampment in the direction like where the actual zombie fight was. And then they hover there for a moment. Now, you guys have been out here for a good 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the four leaves going south-southeast. He takes his torch with him, and he's obviously running to move because he's moving pretty quickly.
Is that the way he came?
I said it backwards. I'm sorry. North-northeast. They came from the north, and he's going north-northeast. So it's kind of, generally speaking, the way, but now it's more through the woods instead of through the open country.
So he's not coming towards us, then?
No, he's definitely not coming towards us. However, the other three then move as a group directly toward the brush fort. And from there, they're only a couple hundred yards away.
Do you think we should stop them before they get all the way there?
You would have to run from here now to get to them before they get to the brush fort if they're actually going there.
How far are they?
From you, a little over a quarter mile. But they'll be narrowing it some. They'll be narrowing it some because they'll be going southeast.
What's the range of my southwest.
What's that?
What's the range of my triple with double range?
You have not tested it to maximum length, but that far for sure.
I don't think we should just fire on them. I don't think that...
Well, it'll divert them away from the rest force. I mean, we'll have plenty of time to escape. We hit them when we move, they'll come here.
Well, I can't shoot that far with my crossbow or my short bow.
I can. And if they come this way, they're not going to bother our friends. I'm like a sniper.
We're not sure if we should. We don't know if they're friendly or not.
Well,
I kind of sound like Jake right now.
My knowledge of bandits, which has been a while since I did that career, is one guy's getting friends, one guy who's left north towards the woods. My theory is he's getting friends, so
okay.
Others investigate.
In that case, he's the problem, if that's true.
But is he even within range?
No. But he could be. Wouldn't take that long getting in range, theoretically.
Would I, like, expose myself a whole lot?
Yeah, you have to run across the field.
Mind covering three guys while I try and shoot them down?
Sure.
Do I get the sense that, like, they, like, spotted
Not exactly.
They're probably, you guess they're probably tracking.
You do realize that neither of us are really in a position to fight right now.
Yeah, but they're bringing friends, so we're going to be forced to roll.
I have an idea. You have that thing that you can double potions or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I hand them a potion of invisibility. Would this help? If we can distract them long enough to keep them away from here.
Well, we need something to deal with a friend up there.
They're talking about the one that's trying to get away. The potion of speed is what would help him.
Yeah.
Doubles your movement rate.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Which means that sprinting, he can travel at about a quarter of a mile a minute.
Okay, well, how about this one?
Sure.
Do you want to put it in the flask of duplicating first?
Yeah, what's the plan?
Okay. So you can have one too.
15 miles per hour.
Yeah, but humans don't normally run 15 miles per hour.
And then I want to shoot the guy down that's running away.
The Olympic mile speeds are 4 miles in a minute, or 4 miles, 4 minutes a mile. That's Olympic mile speeds.
So
guys in the Olympics run 4 minutes a mile. Yeah, they run a mile in like 4 minutes.
I had a captain in my platoon that could do 4 minutes a mile, and it was
insane.
I've seen untrained teenagers run 20 miles per hour downhill.
Yeah, but not for a mile.
And
no,
equipped.
We're not talking about.
Oh yeah, in equipped.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I think Aaron was talking about.
But yeah, I'm gonna rush the guy who's running away when he's within shooting range and shoot him a bunch.
I would think it would increase your.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry. Yeah, Yeah. So they actually to dig it.
Stamina.
Yeah, to dig into the actual mathematics of it, your max sprint is 4 times your movement rate, which if you are not armored is 12. So that's 48, which is 480 yards in a minute. That's your max sprint. Double that for the potion of speed, which means you could technically run 480 yards in 30 seconds. However, Xavier could do that. He could not because his max need is not. He wears armor, so his maximum speed is not 12.
How yeah. about
2 minute mile?
How about I go chase him down?
That makes sense.
I mean, 25,000. You're kind of like my plan for when they rush me.
So he's saying he'll chase the guy down,
I have a
and then
like,
you get in between him and the guy.
I can start shooting him long before you get to him, even with the
yeah, he only has to get within a few hundred yards of him, and he can shoot him. That bow doubles the range, so that's what it does.
Okay, we'll do that.
But he doesn't have to double. He doesn't have to shoot him at a distance. He could literally charge him down if you wanted to do that.
How long does the potion last?
That'd actually be probably more reliable.
At least a while. Like, you're expecting it to be half an hour or something like
actually,
that?
Actually, the
you don't actually know.
The thought of giving that to Ren was kind of scary.
My thought was I'd run him down and get him before he can do anything. And
assuming, well, he could be, friends could be right around the corner, maybe, potentially.
So you might get to him and run into an ambush, too.
Yeah.
Whereas with the bow, you don't have any danger of being ambushed.
Yeah, I would.
Because you start shooting at him at 300 yards.
Okay.
Also, yeah, I think.
Well, fine. You shoot at him. I'll try to do something with these three.
Stop encouraging them.
I'm just logicking it out. Okay. All right. So the two of you drink potions of speed. You leave one in the duplicating flask. Or you could pour it back in its old vial then, if you want the one that he had before.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Old vial.
So you have one potion of speed left. At the moment, but I will tell you it's not going to last because once you've duplicated it, they don't stay in regular flasks for very long.
Would I know that?
No, we've not encountered
that. Well, now I know.
That. In fact, yeah, you will after he drinks a glass of water tomorrow. Or the next he goes, uses speed. He goes, this doesn't look right. I better drink it now. There's no taste. I'm pretty sure
like
it became water.
It tastes like green apple, yeah? Last time.
All right, anyway. So you take off running. You charge out of the darkness and the crowd across the field, and you're chasing down the guy that's running away, and you're getting out there between him and the guy that's running, between him and the guys that might come once they spot him, okay? You over the hills, over past the edge of the camp, and then he does have his torch. So you find that after we go over that far, you can see him in the distance. He's still running with his torch in hand. And he's in the woods, and he doesn't know you're coming. And so you believe that you're within range now, but it will be a very long range shot. So
can I shoot him and move closer?
Yeah, but like you stop, he's not gonna stop, which means he's gonna continue to increase the range. Whereas since you're running twice as fast as he is, if you cut it down to say a couple hundred yards, then you'll get like 4 shots at long range before he gets out of range. So, and you start shooting a couple hundred yards. All right. Plus, if he's in the woods, so you're in on and off losing sight of him. So, all right. So you go a couple minutes more. You're at probably 200 yards. It doesn't look like he knows you're there. Now, looking back, you see woods. You do not see Xavier.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've lost sight of him because he charged into the woods after the guy. All right, so now you're a couple hundred yards, and he does go up a rise, and for the whole time he's going up the rise, you can clearly see him between the trees. Okay, so take 2 shots to start with.
The 3
crap
probably misses.
Not quite as bad crap.
The 3 probably misses.
Okay, 11 plus bonuses. 89
on the 3, and then I'm 11.
You're getting minus.
So
5.275. It's the short bow, right?
Yeah.
So you're getting minus 5 for range.
Okay, so it's 8 and...
Oh, wait, hold on. No, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. It's minus 2 for range.
Oh, that's much better. So AC 11 for the 3.
Okay, which, so that is...
And an AC 5.
Oh, okay.
AC 11, AC 5.
And you get plus 2 for hitting from behind anyway. So AC 3. So
okay. 9.
So you hit him. Roll damage.
Once?
Yep.
Oh, yay. 2 points.
Okay.
Wow, such damage.
Okay. He doesn't know where it came from, and he's continuing to run. You'll get one more shot before he's across the rise, at which point in time you would have to run at least that far because he'll be beyond the hill.
Okay.
Okay.
Nope. 3
right,
again.
So then you run after him. takes you a minute to run to the top of the rise, or a little less, maybe 30 seconds. At the top of the rise, you see it goes down, and then there's trees to the left and open field to the right, and you can see what appears to be like an encampment, small, almost look like huts, that is along the tree line, ahead to the right, like he's heading that direction, but he's still got maybe a mile and a half to go.
Okay, I'll keep taking shots at him.
Okay, and so right now you still have, you're having the minus two for range, and you can take...
Is it in his back still? Or?
You can take up to six shots.
Okay, he's still on his back too?
Yep.
Okay. AC 9, AC 4.
AC 4 hits.
Better, and then AC 7.
AC 7 does not hit. Okay. You counted the plus 2, right? For behind?
Yeah, it's plus 2 and then it's minus 2 for range, right?
Correct.
Okay. So yeah, it's
okay, so you got
flat.
Two hits on him, so roll damage twice.
Flat roll. Okay. 2.
It's a death of a thousand cuts. Like, he's barely winging the guy at 200 yards.
Okay, and then the last round. Ooh. I didn't both miss it. AC 8's the better.
Okay.
Where's my rolling? I used it all up last week.
Where are these arrows coming from?
Okay, so the second shot that hit him, which all of them are like just skimming past him, they're barely hitting him or whatever. But the second shot, he actually stumbles and falls. And so that you either can shoot him twice more at long range, or you can run to get closer.
Distance from the camp?
He's still a mile away.
I'm moving.
Okay, so you run to get closer. He gets back up after seconds and is running. He left the torch on the ground.
Okay.
So it is burning the grass. It will make him harder to see.
I'll still go check on him.
All right. Go ahead and take two shots at medium range again.
Okay. That's minus 2, plus 2.
Yep.
And then, oh, there you go. 14, 15.
Okay. Both hit. Damage?
0 on negative 1.
This could be it.
1, 2,
whatever. He shot it 5 times for minimum damage
for
every
damage.
Single time.
So 5 hits for 10
Okay.
Damage.
Well, that's enough. He goes down.
Okay.
Death of a thousand cuts, or in this case, 5.
And then I'm gonna
don't shoot the messenger, huh?
5 arrow shots at long range.
I shot him a lot.
At over 200 yards.
Okay, and then I'm gonna move to back up Xavier.
You grazed him into unconsciousness.
I'll move to back up Xavier.
Okay, then you're trying to, you've left Xavier behind. All right, meanwhile, Xavier, okay?
Yep.
So this is what happens, all right? You've taken up position. They do not immediately notice your mood taking off after them, all right? So from where you are, they are walking along the brush line, along the bottom of the Haunted Keep, right, headed directly toward the brush fortress, or the brush fort, okay? They're at about 100 yards right now. Then you're due north of them in the open field, about 60, 75 yards away. Mind you, it's dark. They probably don't see. They have torch. So where their eyes are adjusted to torchlight, so where you are, they probably can't even see you, okay? And then, roll for surprise.
6.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right, so you are not surprised when all of a sudden you hear a loud crunching noise, like something, a minor explosion almost, and you see one of the three of them go flying backwards into the brush.
That's
and
disappointing.
Is it loud enough? It's a loud crunching noise. A tiny crunching noise. Half mile away, there's a crunching noise, but here there's a huge impact. Okay. Anyway, there you go. So one of them goes flying back into the brush, and then you see standing, towering over top of the other two, just sort of appearing out of nowhere, what appears to be a giant.
Oh.
He is roughly
that's great.
12 or 14 feet tall. And he was invisible, and he just struck one of the three brigands and sent him flying, okay? The other two raised their torches and swords, and they look like they're shocked, maybe stunned.
I think someone's been in the game.
Surprised at his arrival. You may roll initiative.
Makes sense. I should probably play
this. Kind of music's downloaded.
I like this deck. Have you
ever played it or something?
The one you need.
Giant battle.
Doesn't give any more explanation.
Apparently.
Okay.
Wow, this is
crazy.
All right.
Would he see so, this too?
No, he is out of view. The forest is in the way. So, he didn't even he did not even hear the impact.
Okay.
So you're at 50 yards from the brigands. They do not appear to have spotted you yet. The giant is attacking them, and they are surprised. Segment one surprise.
Yeah.
Does this wake anybody up?
No, not yet. They're 100 yards away, so.
Oh,
okay. We're a little ways away. I thought you said we got knocked into
our camp. No, not in the direction of the camp. Into the brush, but not in the direction of the camp. Off 90 degrees. So further away, actually.
Our camp.
Yeah.
Correct. further away from your camp. All right? Anyway, so we're in the surprise segment, so you can take one segment worth of action. They're not going to interfere with you, but I'll tell you what the results are there. The giant hits the second guy, and basically he hits him, he swings over top, he hits him down on the head, and it looks like he literally shrinks about a foot and a half, and you hear nasty crunching bone noises, and he collapses in, onto the ground. Okay? And then that ends surprise segment one. What were you doing during that segment?
I'm going to try to find somewhere to hide.
What kind of giant is it?
Okay. It looks like a hill giant. It's, yeah. He's about 12 foot tall.
What's up?
Yeah, but we're not in a condition to fight.
It's 1v1.
Okay. So you're just ducking down basically in the shadows next to a rock. Okay. So it will take you all of the surprise segments to switch to your bow.
That's fine.
All right. And they're not attacking you anyway. So there's only one of them left. And he's still surprised for one more segment. And the giant tries to hit him with the. And easily does.
That's awesome. That was great.
Okay.
Timing.
And he swings down from the giant swings down from the right, and it hits the guy on the left hand side, and it wrenches his torso, and after the club comes through, you realize that his arm and part of his torso are missing, and he caves into the dirt. And so all three brigands are dead summarily in 12 seconds. 18 seconds. Okay.
One D. That's the huzzah for John James.
One D.
Oh. Okay. Oops. Almost messed that up. All right. Okay. At which point he then turns and proceeds directly toward the brush fort.
Okay. Right here. Here's your 1,000 experience behind you.
The 1,000 I'll burn.
He's got his club on his shoulder, and he is walking what appears to be leisurely. He's not charging, but he's walking leisurely toward the brushwood.
Does he seem to see it?
See, looking from here, it looks like brush. So.
Like,
oh, I take it back. There's light in there. It's dim, but there is light in there. So you can see light in the brushwood.
I'll run and back and try to like stay in cover so I'm not spotted, but I'm still super speedy. So I'll run back and tell them. There's a giant.
Okay. All right. So you can run there. You will be in view of him, like plain view, because you'll be out in the open.
I thought he could catch you, though.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. He's got long legs.
You're going to make me look up the movement rate of a giant, aren't you?
It's relevant. Or you can just assume he's slow.
I wouldn't assume that if I were you.
Got
okay.
Long legs.
No, anyway.
You, the
yes.
DM, can assume he's slower.
So you run right in plain view of the giant. You run up to the brush fort and charge inside where
I'm
they are.
Be in plain view. I'm
okay.
Not entirely sure that that's
so
be
you, Brunson has finished Odaluk's resilient sphere.
Great.
Okay, and you're just into the whatever your next spell is, 15 minutes or so. And Vion has finished praying for the first 15-minute segments, whatever those are. All right. Okay, and.
So I'm 15 minutes in,
memorizing. The big die.
Correct. Correct. And all of a sudden, Xavier busts in. Roll a dex check.
You might overrun it.
16.
Ooh, made it. Just made it.
Okay. So you charge in, and your cloak gets snagged on the brush as you come through, and then you trip and slip and step on Bezor and have to stop yourself on the middle of the. I keep forgetting that. Step on the bedrolls and stuff that are in front of the tree, and then you have to stop yourself against the trunk of the lilac bush. Okay. No damage or anything, but you were off balance, and it is a sloppy arrival. Everyone realizes he came in haste.
What?
Giant. Just murder. Big giant. Coming here. Right now.
A giant?
Yeah.
Okay. You hear heavy footsteps outside.
I wake him up.
Okay.
Do I see the giant on my way back?
You will, but you haven't yet.
Okay.
You went some distance to get there.
I'm putting the dagger away.
Even though you're coming back fast. All right. The dagger, the light goes out.
Need to hide.
Then you hear a sword being drawn. Sound effect for that.
Grab the shield. It's got to be a minute long.
And the light comes back.
There's not.
And Jake moves toward the opening. Were you sleeping in your field plate, bearing in mind that if you sleep in field plate, you do not get healing?
Probably not.
Okay. So in your padded armor, which is comfortable enough for healing, you charge the opening, sword and shield in hand. You can throw your helm on, at least.
I'll let them rest so far as
okay.
I guess I could keep memorizing that.
Yeah, may as well. I mean, when the club passes through the
speed ring,
when the club passes through the straw fort, if it misses you, then you're good.
Hey, this is when that speed reading fee comes in handy, huh?
I do have speed reading.
This is when going 24 on future degree.
Okay, so Jake is going past you to go outside to face the giant.
We just need a gun.
What are you doing?
Basor has a gun.
I mean, how long?
A laser gun.
We need
with help 4 minutes.
I'm shocked he's gonna be here.
Well, you heard his footsteps right outside, so.
Situation at the conflict.
Okay. Okay, so you hear him slip out behind you and step to the right. The two of you look up. I mean, he's 12, 14 foot tall, so he's not like towering above you. He's just twice as tall
like
as you are.
Like,
all right. Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry. He says in common, give me Bezor.
Bezor died over there.
He's not here.
No, he's here. He lifts his club as if he is insulted by your comment.
Ogrim
is huge. He's like
also like 25 feet.
Yeah, he's like 24 feet tall.
Jeez, what interest do you have in Bezor?
Arr! He acts as he's going to swing the club down at you. But he doesn't actually swing it. He's like ready to. Give me Bezor!
You realize you killed me and you won't ever find Bezor.
Why?
Because if you think I know where he's at, and you kill me,
I kill you. He tell me.
He ain't gonna tell you. He's more honorable than I am.
Is that true?
This is true.
All right, we have experience for this battle.
I love giants.
Is Brunson in there? Suddenly you're perspirating.
Hey, you just say it. You just hear it.
You feel sweat begin to drip from your armpits and run down your sides.
Oh, no, I
should
like a puddle of pee.
Fear pee is all around.
Yes, but I'll kill you both and he'll tell me.
He probably actually would.
Got that right.
Brunson, if you kill us, Brunson won't be able to tell you where he is. Because he'll be too scared.
Wheels are spinning like he's thinking. His eyes go crossed for a second.
I love giants.
Why are you looking for us?
What?
Why are you looking for us?
What?
For Bezor.
Wait, I'm thinking.
Well, stop. I can see the steam coming out of your ears. Guys, if you can
pause it for another hour. All right, go. What's 9 o'clock? We got him.
Run this out.
Okay. At this point in time, you've cleared the woods. Looking in the distance, mind you, it's about 3/4 of a mile from where you are. Look, so you see in the distance. You see very faint light. And some kind of large, it looks like a statue or something that's been erected in front of the brush fort.
Okay, I'm going to approach that quietly.
It's more clear while he's
okay.
Oh, you're looking for more so Brunson.
Whatever this statue is. Bezor's dead, so it's got to be a real thing.
Bezor's dead, so it's got to be a real thing. Because
Brunson would probably be too scared.
Okay, so both of you roll a d20.
What did you give this hill giant that he's mad about?
What did you give him?
Five. Okay.
You know what I give him. Maybe we're friends.
So both of you realize that as you're facing off them and he is clearly trying to think through the logic of whether Brunson will still be able to talk after he kills you, whatever, if that makes sense. You see to your left, it's out of your peripheral vision at first.
Ogerman, I bet.
About 20, 25 feet down, you see John crawl out from the brush, and he's sneaking around, like walking around behind the giant, and he has his armor and sword and shield, and as he's walking, he's looking at you like...
I just shake my head. No.
He stops.
No.
He starts to walk backwards toward the brush. He gets down, scoots backwards into the brush.
Yeah.
But you know I'm an 18th level assassin.
I'm just dual classing in a fighter, bro.
This is an 18th level assassin. Dual classing
in a fighter. Can't use any of his abilities, but, you know, an exception.
He just wants to be a knight.
No, that's just his experience for his adventure, that's all.
That's a sitcom.
Can we please make a Lobo-based sitcom?
That's our assassin.
All right.
No.
Anyway,
bro, that's an Isekai. Isekai.
Okay.
It is 8 o'clock, so we should probably.
Yeah, we probably should, huh? Since we're.
We have like an hour.
Okay. All right. We'll pause for a second and pray, and you guys can eat. Lord, thank you for this food. Thank you for the fellowship in our church and the fun that we have together. We thank you for the Christian Games team in general, and this is the Low Moon campaign that's been going on for approaching, 35 years or something. And so we're grateful for all of that that you've blessed us with. And I thank you for the great minds that are in this room, the creativity. We couldn't have done this side of heaven for sure. And so thank you for that. Lord, I pray for Jason. He's had a rough night. Comfort him. Help him get through what kind of like the changing times of the age that he is and so on. And help us be good dads and brothers and uncles and all that. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The FUD is done. Right? Okay. He's getting the FUD.
Probably should have started this
one. Started the chickens?
Yeah.
Chickens take a while from frozen, for sure.
Oh, from frozen?
But they're not.
The one was.
They're like this big. They're not big at all.
Yeah, he thought the one was thawed, but it probably wasn't really thawed in the middle. They don't. They take a really long time.
I cooked in my roaster pan, I cooked a 20-pound turkey.
Yeah, frozen.
Frozen, and it only took 4.5 hours.
That's debatable. Was the middle done? Did you get sick?
I started at noon, and it was done by like 4:30. It was to like 100. Hang on,
think of that. So if it's 4.5 hours, that's three. But that's like the normal cooking time for turkey is 20 minutes an hour.
Frozen. It wasn't fully frozen.
Yeah, but like the normal time for turkey to cook is 20 minutes an hour, and that's thawed. So that's still, if it was 20 pounds, that's really fast. So, but anyway, maybe it was because it's moisture. Yeah. Well, moving on.
I would cast Overlook's Resilience Sphere, but then you just field hockey me.
Oh, but we do want to see that. That would be funny.
Do it.
We want to see that. All right. Anyway.
You'd be like Tiger Woods 2K23.
But imagine the roleplay experience for being a boss.
Yeah, you're right. I'd be dead.
Yeah. 2,000, buddy. Or 1,000.
Okay. He says... If he is dead, let me see him, and I will leave you alone.
Maybe some guy you just ripped off when he died.
Why do you need to see Bazor?
You don't need to know why. You are pulpy.
What? We'll finish it.
No, he's literally poised to strike, so it's going to be him rolling to attack. If it comes to that, he's like got the club up like this the whole time.
We'll get Blazor. Oh, okay. Whatever. I'll go in there and grab his dead body.
Oh, it's in the night. I thought the item would have worn off by now. How long is
that? Oh, no, it's long.
If he's an item, what do I do? But that's not Blazor. That's an item.
Why would you damage the item when it's an item? I didn't even know that.
City is not going to know. What
is him? Did you just call me Bread?
No, I did not call you Bread.
Okay, that could be an insult.
Oh, I apologize, but I did not call you Bread.
He's like,
okay.
He's gluten so intolerant.
Why he's not in again. You're going in, right?
I guess I'll go in and try to find the item.
Are you friend or foe of Bazor?
His brother was bludgeoned by a baguette.
Neither.
So what do you want with Bazor?
I have to deliver a message.
Oh, is it a written message?
Partly.
Okay. Is, who's it from?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
It's secret.
Very secret?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
If it's not very secret, I can handle it.
I come back out with an item. Because I don't know. I just come back out with a item. Not necessarily the one that...
Maybe.
I just come out with a item.
Okay.
So you're just coming back and rifling through my stuff? Is that
no, I'm just grabbing
something.
The first thing I see and picking it out there.
Okay.
Okay. So you grab a pillow.
Okay.
This pillow was before.
I heard my name mentioned several times.
What's going on?
Oh, you can hear. You've heard the entire conversation. They're literally having it 3 feet outside the brushboard.
Yeah, but I'm distracted. I'm trying to memorize.
Okay. So he says, "What's going on?"
He wants Bezor. Bezor's dead. This is an item. I don't know what... Jay told me to come get Bezor, so I'm grabbing
he
an item.
He said he wants to see Bezor, and if he's dead, then he'll kill me.
Yeah.
Does he seem trustworthy?
He also wants to talk... He said he'll talk to you, too, if you want to go out there and talk to him.
Oh, no.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so.
I'm like... I'm an hour and something into like a 5 hour journey here. So
okay. Yeah. So to be clear, as you guys are having this conversation, the giant is 10 feet away, and the only thing between you and him is a wall of thin brush.
Okay, okay,
I'll
if it wasn't dark, you could literally see his shirt and little bits of him like through the trees.
I'll get the little piece of cloth out. That is the item, and I will release it.
Bing! That was a bunch of
stuff.
Yes. Oh, it doesn't explode.
It does too. It's got to become normal size.
It just goes boom. It's there. Hey. The swords are flying everywhere.
Doesn't go flying, but what's in it again?
Dude, if swords went flying, that'd be an awesome attack.
It doesn't go flying, no.
Area of effect attack.
Just because you go broom doesn't mean it doesn't get normal size. It's still
it's a normal size pile of stuff. It explodes into 10,000 swords.
It doesn't go flying.
Okay, there's Bezor.
New character concept.
I'll grab him, take him out there.
Okay.
Grab Bezor.
Take him out the wall like... Hey, I'm Bezor!
No, I already thought he was dead.
What can I do you for?
Alright, so you take Bezor out and lay him on the ground.
You got Xavier doing the arms. What can I do you for?
He's
like a Muppet.
He goes down on one knee, so he's only 10 feet tall now. And he looks at Bezor. He gets his face down next to his face. He puts his club in his left hand and he goes like this with from his nose.
He died last night.
He's dead.
I just told you he's dead.
But I don't trust you.
Whatever. Our friend can bring him back to life, but I don't know when.
We can take the message from you and give it to him.
The message is only part of the gift.
What's the other part of the gift?
I'm going to step back, and I'm going to take him back. Are we going to have a problem? He looks directly at you.
A little bit.
I need 10 feet of space.
You're not going
maybe
farther?
60.
I'll give you 20.
How much is that?
You're not taking Bezor.
I think 10 is enough, but I only count by 10 to 10.
You're only taking him that far. 10 feet. 20 feet.
This guy's...
I take him 10 feet.
Okay.
Okay.
Which is what one step.
Would have a problem.
Okay.
Just one.
He's allowed to pick up Bezor's body. He grabs him like above the waist, like in the belly, so he's kind of like sagging.
I do actually chuckle a little bit.
He takes about 3 or 4 steps back.
Yeah, we do have some. I at least have a sword on me. So
he looks at you. He says,
"What was casting?"
It's 10.
Sure, that's 10. 10.
And it's about 12.
That's 10, yeah.
He sets him down on the ground. Okay. He reaches in his belt and he pulls out a piece of paper that's rolled up, small piece of paper.
He can put it in 5 days in his paper.
And then he reaches out and he sticks it in Bezor's pants.
Like pervert.
Behind his belt. And then he says, okay, stay back. Okay.
Now what?
And he reaches down and he puts his hand on his head and he seems to be squeezing it kind of hard.
It explodes.
Not too firmly.
You hear kind of like a faint crack. Like, and then there's a flash of energy. Spell goes off. He throws it in the air!
He boomerangs! bangs him.
I don't think that was the right sound effect.
I just clicked what was on my screen.
Okay. Whatever. Anyway, a sound effect goes off. Not like the swoosh, whoosh, whoosh through the air sound effect. Okay, that works.
A little better.
Okay. And then you see Bezor's form shift, and it becomes like kind of like the edges of it are inconsequential, like they're like three or four edges instead of one. And then he gets a little longer, and then there is a burst of energy. Roll system shock.
That's a D100, right?
Yes.
60.
Okay. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.